Welcome to VS Code Typical Coding. In this video, I am going to be trying to go a little faster. I want to keep it so it's a short video. And I got quite a bit of things to cover. If you need it slower, please adjust the playback rate. All right, now that disclaimer is out of the way, now let's get up there and let's get going.
Versus code index.html dash client open bracket WSL.
Okay.
Task switching.
All right, first of all, I'm going to show you typical coding. I got to solve a problem here. So let's
shift F5 versus code introduction with versus code introduction with screen escape. Logo for audio at catalog heading level 1 shortcut keys heading level 4 current state shortcut keys help screen button.
Now, I got a problem here. I'm right now on the button here. Watch what happens when I press the button.
Space, banner region, shortcut keys help screen button, to activate press enter period, versus code introduction with screen reader document.
See it.
Heading level 1 player shortcut keys header, table with 2 columns and 13 rows.
Okay, the screen comes up, which I have some eyesight and I can see a white square popped up and I know that help text is in there.
Table for table with 2 columns and 13 rows.
Now, but the thing is it didn't tell me to turn my screen reader keys on. Which it does when I go in the other
escape.
Way.
Escape.
Oh, okay. That's the other thing. I don't have escape. The escape key. The key handler is not handling it when the help screen's up. Okay. So the escape key doesn't work. Okay, let's go ahead. Let's just do Shift F5.
Shift F5 versus code intro.
There you are. Restarted it. I'm doing TypeScript type development using JavaScript on a browser. But the language isn't what's exactly important here. Okay, now what I want to do is I'm going to go ahead and do the help screen with a question mark.
No clickable elements.
Whoops. I got to turn off the screen reader to do this.
Orf.
And watch this.
Question, showing help screen period. Screen readers turn on navigation keys to read period.
Now you see how that says it? It says turn on your screen reader keys, otherwise you're not going to hear nothing. See, listen, I'm going to go up and down. See, I'm not getting nothing. So I want to make sure.
On.
If the user gets them on.
Heading level 1 player short table with table for table. Heading level 1 player shortcut keys header.
Oh, there you are. So I want to be sure to tell him that.
Escape.
So I got 2 different things to do. Like, look, the escape won't let me exit.
Escape.
Okay. So I need a key handler for when the help screen's in display.
Control windows left arrow. Desktop 1.
Okay. Whoops.
Control windows right arrow. Versus
there
code.
We go.
Index.h.
I did Alt Tab and now I'm back to my VS Code. Let's show you what the lay of the land is in this thing. Okay. All right. Now I want to do Control-1.
Control-1. Index.css, comma, editor group 1 edit. Contains text. Type in text period. Background cult.help.
Now in my one, I've got the CSS file open. Just in case I need to look up a class to see what it is or see the definition or see if I need to add characteristics to it. Okay.
Control-2. Index.html, comma, editor group to edit.
I got the HTML. I'm doing client-side JavaScript, so I'm doing TypeScript, but see, I'm doing client-side. So I'll need the HTML that it's going to be heading against.
Less HTML line equals blank. Less head, less meta char set equals quote, less blank, less explain, dot type HTML greater.
All right. Here, I'll go up to the top.
Less link ref equals quote HTTPS integrity blank. Less link rel equals less title greater blank versus code introduction less slash title greater less slash head greater blank blank less body class equals quote p-2bg dash secondary text.
Okay, now I'm in the body.
Less div id equals quote initial settings quote class equals quote player dash status quote aria dash hidden equals quote true quote greater.
Okay, this is the main content.
Less body class less div id equals quote initial settings quote class equals quote player dash status quote aria dash hidden equals quote true quote.
Oh yeah, that's the initial settings. This is something that I sent programmatically the initial settings that I want it to be set to.
Less label, less slash div greater, less div class equals quote container d dash flex justify dash content dash center flex dash column quote greater. Less div id equals quote main content quote aria dash hidden equals quote.
There we are. That is the one.
Less div class, less div id equals quote main content quote aria dash hidden equals quote.
And that's the big one. That's the entire main screen for when I do a help screen. This is the one that actually I make disappear. So I'm going to do a Control KL.
Control K. Control L.
Okay, now it should be folded.
Less div class, less div id equals quote main content quote less slash div greater.
Yeah, I took that whole big large area. It's probably like 200 lines and made
less
it
divide
into,
less slash div blank.
Not just two lines.
Blank. Less slash div greater. Less exclaim dash dash end of content area dash dash greater.
See, it even says end of area.
Less divide d equals quote dlg back quote class equals quote hide quote aria dash hidden equals quote true quote greater. Less divide d equals quote dlg modal quote class equals quote dlg quote.
See, I got a background and I got a modal right there. That section is in here.
Less divide d equals quote.
See?
Less exclaim dash dash end of content area. Less divide d equals
so,
quote dlg back.
By folding my code.
Control L. Less exclaim dash dash less divide d equals quote dlg back quote class equals quote hide quote aria dash hidden equals quote true quote.
So I got the dialogue area.
Less slash div greater. Blank.
Which is now only two lines instead of a bunch of lines.
Less slash body greater. Less exclaim dash dash less script src equals less script src equals quote period slash j.
See, there's my script areas.
Less
for
slash
my
less
script for my JavaScript. So my HTML, that's how I got that arranged. Okay, let's go to group three.
Control three, index.ts, comma, editor group three, edit. Contains
this is
text,
the one we're going
to
be wanting
period,
to edit.
Slash if open period, bottom, blank, blank. Blank, blank, closing brace, semicolon, slash, class, card, player.
Okay, now I'm at the very bottom, and I've got the class here.
Home, blank, closing brace, semicolon, slash, class, card, blank, closing brace.
Okay, I'm on a closing brace for the class. So I'm going to go ahead and go to the top of this one right here. I'm going to go ahead and just go, and anyway, I'll go to the top.
Control, shift, backslash.
Okay, now I'm at the top of the class.
Blank. Class card player open brace.
Okay, now I'm going to go through the members.
Static current status colon static player info private static nav controls question private static nav bar question private static main content question private static backdrop question slash private static help status colon quote visible quote ver.
That's the one. In order for me to do the key handler, I need to create a help status that will tell if it's visible. Now what I did was I just commented this one out. So that way I could save time.
Private static backdrop question colon HTML development equals less HTML development greater document dot get element by.
Okay, I'm going to do a control slash.
Control slash. Private static slash private static backdrop question colon HTML development equals private static main content question colon HTML slash private static control slash private static help status colon quote visible control slash.
One.
Private static backdrop question colon private static help status colon quote visible quote vertical bar quote hidden quote equals quote hidden quote semicolon.
Yeah, in TypeScript, you have the ability that you can define a type, and anything after a colon is a type. So I said that it can only be visible and it can be hidden. That's the only two values it can have. All right, I'll go ahead and hit
Control
that.
S.
I'll check to make sure I got no errors.
Control Shift M. No problems have been detected. Control Shift M. Index.t.
See, no errors. All right, the next place I'm going to want to go on this one is I'm going to go to the key handler.
Control Shift O, 187 results, K, E, Y, key H, key handler, comma, symbols open paren, two closing paren, one of
okay.
Two, to move to an item, press the arrow keys, period.
I did Control Shift O, and I typed in K, E, Y, H, and it gave me key handler. I'm going to press enter on that.
Enter, index.t, try open brace, static key handler, open paren, F colon keyboard, event closing paren, open
okay.
Brace.
Now I'm going to go in.
Try open brace, blank. If open paren, exclaim, open paren, F dot alt key, vertical bar, F dot ctrl key, closing paren, open brace.
Oh, there's the key handler right there. Okay, that's the standard key handler. I want to write another if block around it. So the way I'm going to do that is...
Blank. Try open brace.
I'm going to go up to the try here. Go to the...
End. Blank. Open brace.
Right to the open brace, and I'm going to do a control shift backslash.
Control shift backslash. The console closing brace catch open paren air colon any closing...
See, I'm at the catch. So I'm going to go up one.
Slash closing brace.
I already had the code here, so all I'm going to do is uncomment it.
Closing brace, slash closing brace, semicolon, slash if open paren card player dot help status closing.
Yeah, okay, that's what I had before, the help status.
Control slash.
Uh-huh.
Closing brace, semicolon, slash if open, control S. Closing brace, semicolons, closing brace, semicolons, closing brace, catch open paren, closing brace, semicolon, closing
okay.
Brace.
Now that new closing brace that I add will now go to the try. So, which is supposed to go to an if, so I'm going to fix that.
Control shift backslash, blank. Try open brace, blank.
And this is a technique I do. I can go like this. I can do now. I can just type this in.
I, F, suggest list space, open paren, C, A, R, D, P, L, index.ts comma, editor group 3 edit.
I just hit the tab key and it worked.
Period. Suggest list box. Backdrop question. 1 of 25.
Okay,
to move to an item,
giving
press the arrow
me
keys, period.
Backdrop everything. I'm going to do help status.
H. Help status. 1 of 4. To
there
move to
is.
An item, press
to be that
index.ts comma space.
I'm going to do equal.
Equals. Equals space. Quote. Space. Equals.
Oops.
Equals.
Too many.
End. Space. Space. Closing paren. Space. Equals. Space. Space. Quote. Suggest list box. Hidden. 1 of 2. To move to an item,
okay.
Press the arrow keys, period.
I want
to
say visible.
Visible. 2 of 2. To move to an item, press the arrow keys, period.
I want
enter,
key handler
index.ts,
for when it's visible.
Space. Quote. Space. Closing paren. End. Blank. Space. End. Blank. Space. Open brace.
I'm going to put an open brace there. Now there's a feature that good VS Code does.
If open paren exclaim open paren f dot alt key vertical.
I went down one line. Now I'm going to go back up.
If open paren card player dot help status equals quote visible quote closing paren open brace closing brace.
Now see, if you notice, I'll have a whole bunch of errors.
Control shift M showing 199. Control shift M index.
Now, all I got to do is just go to the end of this if line.
End blank closing brace blank.
Get rid of that clip closing
try
brace.
Try open brace. If open paren card player dot help status equals quote if open paren exclaim open paren f dot alt keyword control s.
All right.
Control shift m. No problems have been detected. Control
see,
shift m.
Now I got
index
it there.
Dot ts com.
But now I just moved it all there. It needs the else block and all that other stuff there. So instead of boring you with all of that, I'm right now going to go grab the code that I already ripped before and just put that in there. All right. Okay, I'm back. All right, I got the code edited, and I got that part where the key handler
is done. If open paren f dot key equals quote escape quote. If open paren card player dot help status equals quote visible quote closing paren open brace. If open paren f dot key equals quote escape quote closing paren open brace.
Okay, see, I'm at the escape.
Const hl equals less html development greater document dot get element by id open paren quote help lib quote closing
okay.
Paren semicolon.
Now see that help lib that I'm looking for right there? That's inside the modal. All right. So what I want to do is I'm going to place a message in there.
If open paren hl closing paren hl dot enter text equals quote closing help screen period. You may want to turn off screen navigation keys for optimal experience period quote semicolon.
You see, I'm displaying a message right away and the screen reader will see it and read it because it's got a ARIA live assertive flag on it. And then, which will say you don't want to turn your screen reader keys off again, okay, because you're closing the help screen. But in order for it to say that, I have to give it time. I have to give up control. So I make sure that it exits.
Set timeout open paren closing paren arrow open brace card player dot hide help screen open paren closing paren semicolon closing brace comma 200 closing paren.
Yeah, so now I do the card player and I say hide screen. And what that does is, after a timeout, the timeout I set was 200 milliseconds. Then it comes up and it will do this.
End. Closing paren. Zero. 200.
Yeah, 200 milliseconds.
Space. Comma.
Which is 1/5
end,
of a second.
Blank.
Okay. 1/5 of a second, it'll give it to say the message. Or at least the screen reader will start to say the message. Okay.
Closing brace / else v console dot log open paren quote the key pressed was colon quote plus f dot key closing paren semi.
That's a debugging
home,
thing.
Closing
I got.
Brace, space, slash, space, E, blank.
Yeah.
Closing brace, else, open brace.
Yep, and there's my else.
If open paren exclaim, open paren F dot alt key vertical
and
bar.
And that's
F.
The normal key handler that was always here. Okay? And so that's how I took care
control
of that.
S.
Now, we've got it so we can now close it. So let's go see how it is. Let's check it out.
Control off.
Okay, I've got the key handler for it, for the escape key, but I don't have the status changing. I need to change the status to visible, because the help status is visible. So I've got to change. I got to go back and see about that.
Task switching, index.ts, control 3, const hle / card player dot help status equals quote hidden quote semicolon. Const hl equals / static async hide help screen open paren closing paren open brace.
Okay, that's to hide the screen. Let's see if I can find display.
Control shift O. Quick input list DISPL. Display help screen comma. Center. Index dot / card player dot help status equals quote visible quote semicolon.
There it is. Okay, that's what I need. Okay, let's uncomment this line.
Control slash. Static async card player dot hop status equals quote visible quote semicolon control S.
Okay. Now we'll go check it, see if it works.
Versus code introduction with screen reader. Versus code introduction with shift F5. Versus code introduction with screen reader. Versus code introduction logo for audio at catalog heading level. What shortcut keys help screen button enter banner region shortcut keys help screen.
Okay, I've got it up there now.
Heading level one player shortcut keys escape closing help screen period.
Yep, it said closing help screen. Oh, in fact, it should have said the message.
Heading level four disable screen reader keys for heading level four current shortcut keys help screen button. Heading level one versus code introduction logo for audio at catalog graphic. Heading level one versus code shortcut keys helps enter banner region shortcut keys help screen button to activate press enter period versus code introduction with screen reader document.
Yep.
Escape. Closing help screen period. You may want to turn off screen navigation keys for optimal experience. Shift F5. Versus code introduction with screen reader. Versus code intro. Heading level 1 versus code logo for at home. Shortcut keys help enter. Banner region. Shortcut keys help screen button. To activate press enter period. Versus code introduction with screen reader document.
Okay. I see a problem here. It didn't say it again when the screen came back up. Let's go to 4.
Control 4, group 4, open paren, empty, closing paren.
Oh, it's empty.
Control 3, index.ts,
okay. I want to be in two different locations for this file. So what I need to do is I'll do a control backslash.
Control backslash, index.ts, comma, editor group 4, edit. Contains text.
See, now I'm in editor
text,
group 4, and I got it in two different locations now. Okay, this location I want to be in.
Control F, find edit. O N C L I C K. If open paren H exit closing paren H exit dot unclick equals open paren escape index. If open paren H close closing paren H close dot unclick equals O blank closing brace. Const H B equals less HTML button element greater document dot get element by id open paren quote help button quote closing paren semicolon blank const help delay equals open paren closing paren arrow open brace.
Okay, I've got a help delay there.
Slash const HL equals less HTML dev element greater document dot get element
there
by id open paren quote control slash. Slash if open paren HL closing paren HL dot inner text equals quote dis control slash. Set timeout open paren closing paren arrow open brace. If open paren HL closing paren HL dot inner text equals quote displaying help screen period. Screen readers will want to use navigation keys period quote semicolon.
See? There it is. That's where I got the message.
Control S.
What I'm doing is I'm putting
const
a delay.
HL equals if open paren
so I'm actually
HL
putting a call and then I'm delaying it and I'm doing a timeout and I'm doing
if
that.
Open paren HL closing paren HL dot inner text equals quote displaying help.
Okay, let's go to
control 3. Index.ts comma editor group for closing brace mic dot style dot display equals quote non quote mic dot set attribute open paren mic dot style closing brace semicolon. Control 3. Const H equals window dot screen dot avail if open paren card player dot backdrop closing paren open brace.
Whoops.
Control 2. Index.html comma editor group to edit. Control 3, index.ts, comma, control 5, group 4, open paren, empty, closing paren.
Okay.
Control 4, index.ts, comma, set timeout, open paren,
well,
open
I'm
paren,
go
closing
for the
paren,
hide.
Arrow, open paren, control shift O, 190, IDE, hide help screen, comma, enter, index slash card player dot help status equals quote hit static async
there
slash card player dot help state.
That's the one.
Static async slash card player dot help status equals quote hitting, control slash, static async hide help screen, control S.
I have to now change the flag.
Card player dot help status equals quote hidden quote semicolon.
See, when I want to hide it, I have to say that the dialog is now hidden. So help status is now hidden. So now let's see if I got any errors.
Control shift M. No problems. Control
okay.
Shift M. Index.ts. Control
all I got
to
do is save it and the compiler takes care of the rest.
Versus code introduction with screen reader. Logo for audio at catalog graph. Shift F5. Versus code introduction with screen reader. Versus code introduction with shortcut keys help screen button. Enter banner region shortcut keys help screen button to activate press enter period displaying help screen period screen readers will want to use navigation keys period versus code introduction with screen reader document heading level one player shortcut keys header.
Okay, so they got screen reader keys on
table with two columns and 13 rows.
That's from the button.
Escape closing help screen period. You may want to turn off screen navigation keys for optimal experience period.
Okay, let's do that.
Fourth.
Now I'm going to go ahead and do the hotkey to go to the help screen.
Question, showing help screen period. Screen readers turn on navigation keys to read period.
See, got that going, so it works fine. Now go ahead and do what they tell me to do. Turn it on.
Heading level one player shortcut table with two columns table for shortcut action performed. Shift plus question.
Yep, and okay, I got a little table here, and that's where I got. Now I'll hit the escape key to go ahead.
Escape, closing help screen period. You may want to turn off screen navigation keys for optimal experience period.
All right, so that is a quick, typical coding. Hopefully it wasn't too long. I'll find out in the edit.